You are listening to 2 Minutes of Torah with Rabbi Danny, a JCast Network podcast. For more information about Rabbi Danny, please visit rabbidanny.com. For more information about other JCast Network podcasts and blogs, please visit jcastnetwork.org.
Shalom, and welcome to 2 Minutes of Torah, Parashat Bamidbar, the equality of numbers. At various points during my rabbinic career, I have been involved in conducting surveys. At those times, I have been told that there is a magic number which one needs to get to in order to have a significant enough sample group to make some statements based on the results. Most of these surveys have been anonymous, and so while I was able to look at the numbers on the screen, I never knew the people's names. Each person was a number. I knew their gender, year of birth, and a variety of other facts about their religious upbringing and their Jewish involvement, but I did not know who they were. In replacing names with numbers, an element of each person's identity was lost. In reflecting on people becoming numbers, the song from Les Misérables comes to mind as Javert and Jean Valjean sing against each other. For those of you who are not familiar with the musical, Jean Valjean was a prisoner who escaped and Javert is the man who has taken on the task of finding him. As they sing together, Javert keeps asserting that Jean Valjean should be known by his number 24601, suggesting that he is unworthy of having a name, remaining an eternal prisoner in his eyes. In contrast, Jean Valjean asserts his name rather than accepting the label of a number. In this way, when we think of people as numbers, it is often in situations where people are imprisoned or considered unworthy of having a name. This week's Torah portion is all about numbers, hence the English name of this biblical book. As Moses and Aaron conduct the census, God's initial instruction to Moses was, take a census of the whole Israelite company by the clans of its ancestral houses, listing the names every male head by head. While the instruction requires the listing of names, the names are not given and instead we receive a set of numbers. After going through the numbers of each tribe, we read the conclusion. All the Israelite males, aged 20 years and over, enrolled by ancestral houses, all those in Israel who were able to bear arms, all who were enrolled came to 603,550. Considering this only accounts for the adult males, one can only imagine how many Israelites actually left Egypt and what their caravan must have looked like as they journeyed through the wilderness. While we may feel uneasy with the idea of recording people as numbers rather than by their names, there is an equality which comes from the process of the census. Apart from tribal affiliation, there is no distinction made between any of the men who are counted. We know nothing of them as individuals. There is no distinction between rich or poor, powerful or weak. They are all Israelite men. What is also significant is the fact that each man counts and is counted. Shabbat Shalom.